This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Please make an effort, if you're able, to donate to this noble cause. I'm going to ask the brothers and sisters who are doing the line collection to kindly go through the line now. And once again, brothers and sisters, if you can make it a practice every Jum'ah to make a contribution to the Islamic Institute or any other institution that you are privileged to enjoy. The money we collect, as you know, from our Friday prayer go towards defraying the cost of operating this building. We have a number of programs. I'm going to quickly run through these programs, but I would also encourage you to please check our website, islam.ca. And while you are there, please register to receive our newsletter. This way you would not be missing any of our programs. This Saturday, inshallah, at 9 o'clock, we have a session with Dr. Ahmad Yusuf, who is a professor of Islamic studies at Ali Sharifi University in Brunei. Registration is open for tomorrow's program until 6 p.m. this evening. A light breakfast will be served. And again, this program starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock, inshallah. Secondly, we have our IIT annual breakfast. Will be on July the 14th, so please mark your calendar for that. The IIT summer camp, inshallah, will begin on July the 2nd and end on August the 16th. Registration is still open. And there are two categories for this year's summer camp, as has been a tradition. There is a leadership camp, as well as a regular summer day camp for those who age 5 to 12 years old. We also have a IIT summer fest on July the 27th. We are inviting vendors, if you're interested, to participate on July the 27th. The IIT also have a food barrel, and the dry goods that we collect on a daily basis is sent towards the Muslim Welfare Center. I also want to let you know that tomorrow, inshallah, there is a rally downtown, and there will be buses leaving here from the Islamic Institute of Toronto. Finally, there are many brothers and sisters who are returning from Hajj. We welcome them back to Toronto and to their homes, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their Hajj. And we know that this year, hundreds of pilgrims also passed away as a result of the heat wave. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their Hajj and to rise them from among the righteous. Jazakumullah khair. Our khatib today is Dr. Sheikh Abdullah Hakim. Quick. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمري قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward, ultimately, is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners. And that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant, his last messenger. May Allah always, constantly, send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, and to all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I remind myself and you of the overriding importance of taqwa Allah, that the consciousness of Allah has to be in front of us every time we move. And it is this consciousness that will give us that understanding to make the right decisions at the right time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in his mighty book, O you who believe, and whoever is conscious of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him and provide for him from where he knows not. And whoever depends upon Allah, Allah will be sufficient. Surely Allah will reach his purpose. And he has made a limit to all things. O you who believe, as we come to the end of this lunar year, this Islamic year, many things in the world have changed. And as we move toward the day of resurrection, we will see drastic changes happening. The world will not seem like the same place. And so we need to constantly have the greater picture of things. Be constantly in touch with revelation, the only truth that there is in this world. In this world of deception, it is the book of Allah, it is the words of the Prophet ﷺ that can guide us through the confusion that we find in this world. Allah told us in Surah At-Talaq, as we have just read, that it is taqwa, it is tawakkul, consciousness of Allah, dependence upon Allah, that will guide us through this confusion that we are living in. Allah also told us, "Inna Allaha balighu amri." Allah will reach his purpose. Whatever we see happening in the world today is not by chance. There is a purpose for this. And some people will be blessed by Allah. Their way out will not be an earthly way out. Their way out will be to enter paradise, to leave this world of confusion. But Allah tells us in this divine formula that He has created, He has developed, He has made a limit for everything. There is a limit to murder. And as we look at what is happening in Philistine, as the prime example now in the world of the forces of evil, realize, remember that Allah told us, قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. There is a limit to torture. There is a limit to starvation. There's a limit to the killing of children. There's a limit to forced displacement, to genocide, to extermination. O you who believe, we are living in strange times, and it will get stranger and stranger as we move toward the day of judgment. Who would ever imagine that the Muslim world would be over 2 billion strong, yet feel a type of helplessness? Who would ever believe that over 50% of the mineral wealth of this world, especially the rare exotic wealth, lies under Muslim lands, yet there are people in our ummah who are starving to death? In Afghanistan, coming out of the terrible struggle, the terrible bombing and killing that has happened in that land, it has now come to the surface, to the eyes of the world, that is changing from fossil fuels, changing their vehicles and their means of production into another form, battery-based form, that the second largest lithium deposit, which is the main mineral for your electronic cars and your future, the second largest deposit is in Afghanistan. And right now, it is changing. Things are changing for the people. Our children, our youth, are growing and growing all over the world. And this generation is not like the previous generation. This generation is not going to tolerate what some of their parents tolerated. So our potential is there. We are right at the door. We are like a beautiful vehicle at the beginning of the race. Everybody believes that vehicle will win the race. It has all everything that is necessary, but something inside of it. Something has to spark it in order for that vehicle to take the lead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Allah told us very clearly, and as we come to the end of this year and we review some of the lessons that Allah gave us that we discussed in this year and we saw come to pass, Allah told us in Surah Al-Hashr, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wal tandur nafsun ma qaddamat lighad wa taqullah inna allaha khabirun bima ta'malun وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah told us, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah, and let every soul look to what it put forward for tomorrow, and fear Allah. Surely Allah is well aware of all that you do. And be not as those who forgot Allah, and so He made them forget themselves. Surely they are the disobedient ones. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidance and warning. لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not be like those who forgot Allah. He'll make them forget themselves. And if they forget themselves, then their armies will not liberate the oppressed people. If they forget themselves, then their wealth will be spent upon building large buildings and organizing Western concerts and opening up liquor stores, going away from the religion. This is the state of forgetfulness. But if we remember Allah, if we remember where we are going, and this year should have been a wake-up call for people, because it changed, everything changed. When October 7th happened, everything changed. And that is a condition that we're going into as we go toward the day of resurrection. So it is critical to have the greater picture of things as we move toward the end. Abu Zayd Amr ibn al-Akhtab radiallahu anh said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led Fajr prayer, and then he ascended on the minbar. And he addressed us until the time of Salatul Dhuha. Think about this. He went up on the minbar and he continued to talk to the companions all the way until Salatul Dhuha. Then he came down and prayed, and he ascended the minbar, and he continued to address us until the time of Asr. And then he continued, he ascended the minbar and addressed us until the sun set. He told us what was to come. And the most learned amongst us was the one who memorized the most. A'lamuna ahfaduna. The one who memorized what he said was the most learned person. Imagine the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Nobody moved because of the severity of what is going to happen. Because of the clarity. And we who are now closer, over 1400 years closer to the day of resurrection, can look at some of these words of the Prophet ﷺ. And the more we go over this, the more we come closer, it is the clearer it becomes. One of these great companions who had some of the most critical points of information to us today, his name was Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu. He was the keeper of the secrets. The Prophet ﷺ even told him the name of the munafiqun, the hypocrites. And Hudhayfa released information. He released information which was not like other companions. He had this ability to question what would happen. He had this permission from the Prophet ﷺ to ask questions. And he gave us some of this information that we have in our midst today. And Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he reports, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. Hudhayfa said, the people used to ask the Prophet about good things. Tell me about Jannah. Tell me about the beauties. But I used to ask them about evil things so that I would not fall into it. This is the mentality. He continues. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِنَّا كُنَّا فِي جَاهِلِيَّةٍ وَشَرٍ فَجَاءَنَا اللَّهُ بِهَذَا الْخَيْرِ فَهَلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا الْخَيْرِ مِنْ شَرٍ قَالَ نَعَمْ فَقُلْتُ وَهَلْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الشَّرٍ مِنْ خَيْرٍ قَالَ نَعَمْ وَفِيهِ دَخَنٍ. Hudhayfa continues. He said, I asked, O Messenger of Allah, we were living in ignorance and evil. Then Allah brought this good to us. Will there be any good after? Will there be any evil after this good? He said, he replied, yes, there will be good, will come, but it will be tainted. It will be tainted. Something wrong with it. And then Hudhayfa continued and he said, قُلْتُ وَمَا دَخَنُهُ قَالَ قَوْمٌ يَسْتَنُونَ بِغَيْرِ سُنَّتِي ويهدون بغير هدي تعرف منهم وتنكر. So I asked, what will be its taint? It's going to be Muslim leaders doing good, but there's something wrong with it. There's something stained in it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, a people who guide others to other than my sunnah. You will approve some of their deeds and disapprove of others. For most people, that would be the end of the discussion, not Hudhayfa. Hudhayfa continued, قُلْتُ فَهَلْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرَ مِنْ شَرٍ قَالَ نَعَمْ دُعَاتٌ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ جَهَنَّمْ مَنْ أَجَابَهُمْ إِلَيْهَا قَذَفُهُ فِيهَا فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سِفْهُمْ لَنَا قَالَ نَعَمْ قَوْمٌ مِنْ جِلْدَتِنَا وَيَتَكَلَّمُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِنَا. Hudhayfa continues, I further asked, Will there be any evil after the good? And the Prophet answered, yes. Du'atun ala abwabi jahannam. Callers at the gates of hell. Whoever responds to their call, they will throw him into the fire. I then said, O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. He said, they will come from our people and they will speak our language. Look at this. They'll look like us, have the same skin, the same clothing, language. But if you answer their call, they'll throw you into hell. Hudhayfa was not finished. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَمَا تَرَى إِنْ أَدْرَكَنِي ذَلِكَ قَالَ tells him جَمَعَةُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَإِمَامُهُمْ. I asked, O Messenger of Allah, what do you advise me to do if I've come in that type of situation? And the Prophet ﷺ said, stick to the Jama'at of the Muslims. Stick to the united body of the believers and their Imam. Hudhayfa continued, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُمْ جَمَاعَ وَلَا إِمَامٌ قَالَ فَاَعْتَزِلْ تِلْكَ الْفِرَقْ كُلَّهَا وَلَوْ أَنْ تَعُدَّ عَلَىٰ أَصْلِ الشَّجْرَ حَتَّى يُدْرِكُكَ الْمَوْتِ وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ. Hudhayfa then said, what if the Jama'at of the Muslims, main body of Muslims, what if they have neither a united body and they don't have an imam? He replied, then keep away from all of those groups, even if you have to bite onto the roots of a tree until death reaches you in that state. And so the Prophet ﷺ was telling him, he gave a complete answer. Even if you see confusion, bite onto the roots of a tree. This means not just literally biting onto a tree. Hold on to the roots of your faith. Hold on to what you have until Allah takes your life. And so we need to hold on to our faith. No matter what we see, no matter what they report, hold the line. We need to hold on to our modesty because there is somebody trying to take off our clothes, to take away our haya, our modesty. Hold on to our salat. Continue with it no matter what happens. Hold on to it. Hold on to halal living, halal food, halal even entertainment. Hold on to reading the Quran. Hold on to the deen, our fasting. Allah gave us a beautiful way of life. There is somebody now who is trying to take it away from us because this is the difference between us and them. Hold on. Never forget the suffering of our people in Palestine and in Gaza and the Sudan and Kashmir, and all the places where Muslims are suffering. Hold on to this. Don't be distracted. Younger generation, they want to distract you. They want to put you in cyberspace to get you lost on a video game. So you won't deal with the reality which is surrounding our people and surrounding the world that we are living in. And never forget, as dark as the day seems, our potential is there. And it has always been with us from the time of the companions, when the Mongols destroyed millions of people, when the Crusaders came, when the colonial forces came, we held the line. We didn't back down. So never forget, la tansa, that the Prophet ﷺ has said, wa la tazalu ta'ifatun min ummati ala al-haq, zahirina, la yadurruhum man khalafahum hatta ya'tiya amrullah. The Prophet ﷺ said, a section, a group of my ummah will remain victorious, unaffected by the falling away of others, until Allah, may He be praised and glorified, has issued His commandment for the movement of history. Hatta ya'tiya amrullah. Inna Allaha baligh amri. Allah will reach His purpose, and we are all under a test. Hold the line. Continue struggling. Continue making dua. Continue your boycott. Continue your activities. Don't be distracted, because that is the way of the evil one. And Allah has given us the potential now to become the most powerful nation on the face of the planet Earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that ability to live up to our potential. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise up amongst the young people those who will stand and not back off. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the believers regardless of color, regardless of their understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our children, the children of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah take those who have died to the highest part of Jannah. May Allah have mercy and protect the dignity of the women of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah raise up men in this Ummah who will stand for the deen and not be afraid to pay any cost. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our misguided, confused leaders from darkness into light, and give us all, as our last word, kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد يا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله. Brothers, I'm going to ask you, everybody needs to come forward. Go all the way to the front. Make room so the sisters will be clear. Make your line straight. Come forward. Everybody come forward. The line need to be tight. Bring it as far forward as you can. استووا واستقيموا يرحمكم الله. استووا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واستقيموا يرحمكم الله استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma anta salam, ika salam, tabarakta ya jalal wal ikram.
Assalamu alaykum, my brothers and sisters. We have our brothers and sisters from the Islamic Cultural Center of Another Dior in Quebec. So if you are able, please make a donation as you're making your way out. And also to remind you that we have a number of programs at IIT starting tomorrow, inshallah. So these special programs are all listed on our website, islam.ca. So I remind you, please, if you have interest in registering to any of these programs or you have kids who are interested in a summer camp, please check the website, islam.ca, and register for one of our programs, inshallah. Jazakumullah.